about this. I mean, how many people in the world can say that Ed McMahon actually introduces them every single Friday to an international conference call? So I was given a lot of gratitude for that this morning. So I think that's kind of cool. What do you guys think?
I love it. I was just thinking when you played it that I love that you have Ed, and then I love that it reminds me of Johnny Carson, who is still one of my favorite people in the world.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know the backstory of that, Cindy, but when Susan asked me if I would do this call, she said, you know what, train on whatever you want to train, bring to the call whoever you want to bring to the call. And my intention was to have this Friday call be a little bit like the Carson Show, only in an audio version, of course, on television, because you can't see me. But
right.
That's sort of always been my goal, is to bring people to the call that maybe you haven't heard much about, or if you have heard about them, that maybe we bring a little bit different slant. Like as an example, Tony O'Donnell. We've had Tony O'Donnell several times on the call. And, you know, obviously he is the formulator of our greens and our fruits, but when I bring him to the call, we talk about other things, like becoming a millionaire, or, you know, the psychology behind becoming a millionaire, or running your own business, or things of that nature. So it's always been kind of my desire on Fridays to go a little different route, to come at it from a little different angle and give you a little different perspective. So I hope I've been successful in that goal. That's kind of been my desire over the past few years. So thanks for being here, everybody. Friday, February 27th, it's the last Friday of the month. Can you believe we have blown through the second month of the year already? It's hard for me to believe. Maybe it's the fact that it seems like the weeks go by faster and faster and faster. The days go by faster and faster and faster. Am I the only one that's perceiving that, or is everybody kind of feeling that as well?
Yeah.
I think you're getting old, Kevin.
Thanks a lot for that. I appreciate that.
Hey, Kevin, I'm already noticing how the light is increasing in the sky in the morning and at night. What a difference even that little bit makes.
Isn't it amazing how, what was it, like 8 minutes a day or whatever that is? I don't even remember, know what it comes out to be, but how that makes a difference over a period of a couple months. So I agree with you, Maura. I love the fact that the days are getting longer, and Lord knows it's just going to be a few more weeks before all of a sudden here in Phoenix this call is an hour earlier every day. So spring is on its way, my friends. So let's get rocking and rolling. Let's start this day off with some energy, and let's throw some victories and some gratitudes around at each other. So who wants to start this morning by expressing their love for something that's going on in their world?
Barbie Lee.
Barbie Lee, good morning.
I want to express my love for Kevin.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you.
And you know what, Kevin? I love what we do on the calls, and I want to really – I didn't have a chance to jump out yesterday with Lori, but she gave some really great information, and I took my daughter to a naturopath yesterday, and it was really cool because she, you know, she wanted me to list the supplements that my daughter was on, and I thought it was easier to list what she wasn't on or hand her a catalog. So I circled everything in the catalog that my daughter takes. And she comes out, and she was so cute, like so cute. And she really tried hard to, you know, tell me that my products were inferior to the ones I could buy in her health food store downstairs. And I sat there so nicely and smiled to all her objections about the products and just listening, you know, having Lori in my head yesterday. So I wanted to give a huge shout-out to Lori yesterday because I just – and. You know, she just kept the catalog. I said, you know what, I'll check it out, honey. And that's kind of where we left it. So, yeah, I just want to thank Lori for keeping me in that headspace yesterday so that I knew it wasn't about the products or anything. She just didn't have the right information.
You know, and I concur, Barbara. First off, thank you for your nice comments. And secondly is I absolutely agree. I think Lori's call yesterday was phenomenal. And one of the things that I love about Lori Clark is that I don't know if you kind of – got this or all, but I guess maybe some of us that are trainers or they're on the calls for a while or in the view of the public probably a little bit more frequently than some others. It all of the information just rolled off of her tongue like it was part of her being. It was her DNA. She wasn't having to think about anything. She wasn't having to look at any written notes. She wasn't having to try to remember if this is what she was supposed to say. It was just her spilling all this information out to us. And I thought it was a phenomenal, phenomenal call. So thanks, Barbie Lee, for recognizing Lori Clark. She's awesome.
Kevin, I'm going to echo that as well. I mean, I just loved what Lori did yesterday. I was so impressed. So I agree 100%.
Thanks, Maura. I thank you very much for that. And I'm sure Lori will get that when she's listening to this call. Lori, if you're listening to this call live or if you're listening to it in podcast time, we love you and we think you're awesome. All right, who's next in sharing a little bit of love or gratitude this morning? What do you got going on?
Joy.
Joy, good morning.
Hi.
Oh, it's Joyce. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I just have a real quick one. I am just really so thankful for all the training and just for this company and for the community. I had just absolutely the most wonderful call yesterday with a lady. I've never met her before. She's just followed me on Facebook, and she was interested in the product. And, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't talk to everybody like this, but she was so into the products and what we can offer her to help her with her weight loss and just all different issues that she had, digestive issues. And then she says, well, she's getting married in Italy in May. She goes, can I take it with me? And so I was telling her, you know, how we could set it up, you know, so that she could, you know, buy the packets so she could put them in her bag and check them. And she, you know, that's no problem. And then she said, well, we're coming back and we're having a reception and we're going to have it in Malibu and I want all my friends to come. Do you think we could have some healthy snacks for that too? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. And I'm, she was telling me about her father who has some memory issues. And so I was telling her about product B, and she was just so totally into it. She wanted to know about the telomeres, and I was able to tell her that from, you know, from listening to the calls and stuff. So I'm just thankful for knowledge and being able to help people in relation.
That's awesome, Joyce. Thanks for the story this morning. And you know what? What was coming up for me is that we are a solutions-based company. When we have those kinds of conversations with people out there and we find their hot spots, or Michelle Castle calls them our points of tension, when we can find out what's going on inside somebody, we can offer those solutions. And how great it is that you knew all of the answers that you needed to, that you needed to help her with. So congratulations, Joyce.
Thank you.
And just to give you a little tongue-in-cheek, up, and away.
And my beautiful balloon.
All right, let's take one more gratitude this morning before we get going. Who else wants to step in?
I do, Kevin. It's Maura.
Oh, hang on, Maura. Let's go with MJ, since we've already heard a little bit from Maura. And no disrespect, honey. Let's hear from MJ this morning.
Okay.
Thank you. I just, you know, and these calls are wonderful, whether you get to listen to them in a real time or on podcast time, thanks to, you know, Larry and all the people involved in doing these calls, you know, in you particular, Kevin. But beyond that, I am just in such gratitude to my team because, and so many different levels, they have lifted me up to you know, carry me through my journey when I didn't, you know, at times when I didn't really feel like doing that. And I want to especially do a shout out to my sponsor, who is from Chandler, Arizona, Christina Thompson, who she really labors with an amazing autoimmune condition that, you know, she's not able to do a lot of things that, you know, that the average, let's say, isogenics person who's doing it as a business does, but she keeps on and, you know, just connecting with her by phone just lifts me up as well as, you know, the local people with, you know, Florence Zerba, who I brought in. She's my cousin a number of years ago, who's really, really rocking it now and Liz Hughes, her daughter, who is really working with a lot of young moms, and of course Greg Smith, who is our fearless leader, who is, you know, is just of our group, and just all the support that she's given me and my team just throughout these years, and I just am so grateful for all of those things, and that under the great umbrella of Isogenics, which is really what, you know, why we're all here, and just how this all has made our lives so much better in so many ways.
What a beautiful, beautiful comment, MJ. Thank you very, very much for that. And I concur with everything that you said.
Yeah, well.
And specifically, next time you talk to Gracie, you just tell her that we love her out here. Will you tell her that?
Absolutely. And I'm sure everybody has, on this call especially. And all I say is, you know, just like J.K. Simmons said on the Oscars the other night, like, call your mom, call your dad, if anybody saw that, you know, tell them, you know, listen to them. Well, you know, if there's somebody in your team that you haven't connected with lately, give them a call, you know, send them a text, you know, just let them know that you're there. And that could be just the thing that makes them, you know, take that next step. And, you know, that's why we're here, too. So.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thanks, MJ. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you, too, Kevin.
All right, guys, let's get into the call. And before I get into the what's new with ICU, I'm going to tell you this. How many of you, and some of you are already muted, you might want to unmute if you want to answer this question. How many of you out there, if I were to give you a surefire method that would guarantee you that you would never have to handle an objection again, would want to know that, would want to know what I had to give you?
I would.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, and I can see you answering because I on my little monitor screen here on my computer, I can see it highlights when somebody says something. So I can see all the people that just answered. So thank you for that. Because if you stay tuned, I guarantee you before the end of today's call, you will have 5 words. So that's all you're going to need. 5 words that I guarantee will allow you to never have to handle an objection again, ever.
Awesome.
You with me?
Cool.
Yep.
All right, so let's get into this call today. What's new with ICU today? What's happening in your Isagenix business? You probably already know this, but just in case you've been living under a rock and you haven't heard, the Grape Replenish is back.
Yay!
Yeah, you can all cheer. That's good. But I would suggest you this. They sold 5 times more than they anticipated they would when they first released it. 5 times more.
Oh, no.
So what do you think is going to happen now, guys? So if I were you, I'd get in your back office. No, I'd order me a couple boxes or bottles or, you know, containers, whatever it happens to be, whether you like the sleeves or whether you like the jars. Get what you need because who knows? You know, I'm just a man that thinks about tomorrow. So let's order a couple extra to have on hand because we don't want to have to wait again, right? We don't want to have to wait again. And this team is always on the edge of doing the things that they need to do in advance. So get that Grape Replenish. How many of you out there still call it Want More Energy?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I slip up all the time. I slip up all the time, but it is definitely Replenish, and there's a reason for that name. So let's do our best to correct ourselves on that and get that in our vocabulary. Second special today is, and you probably have seen this in your back office as well, but again, it's just my charge to throw it out there so that everybody is aware. You know, it's still cool out there in a lot of places around the world, and it's a nice time. It's a nice shift, perhaps, to go from our shake to our soups. And right now, if you go to your back office and you place an order for 2 boxes of the butternut squash soup, if you do this by Saturday night, the 28th, that's just tomorrow. Again, it's not the end of the week. It's not Sunday. It's tomorrow, the end of the month. If you place an order for 2 boxes of butternut squash soup, Isagenix will throw a $25 coupon good in your back office towards a future purchase. So, guys, that's a great offer right there. You're going to get the BV off the 2 boxes of soup, and you're going to get the BV off of whatever your subsequent order is, and you're going to save $25. So that's something I would take a look at for darn sure if I was not in an area where we're already 80 degrees during the day. So let's talk about objections. What a great week we've had. It was obvious that we started it off on Monday with Jeff Combs-Con. I'm going to come back to that one in just a minute. But Tuesday, Susie got into talking about asking questions and how that can actually put off or derail those possible objections. And I think that's awesome. It was an awesome call. And one of the things I was taking away from that call is she said that good question askers are good listeners. And so my takeaway or my little addition to that statement would be this, guys. If you are one of those people who after you ask the question and the person is answering you, you are already thinking about what your next question is going to be, and you're not listening to the answer, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Slow down. Susan says this all the time. Slow down to speed up. Slow down to get more out of the conversation. And how are you going to get more out of that conversation is to listen to what the answer is. As a good interviewer, a lot of people tell me that I'm a good interviewer, and the reason that I think I am is that I listen to what the person says to my question. I listen to their answer, and my next question typically comes from their answer, not from a scripted question that I have in front of me that I want to get taken, you know, that I want to make sure it gets answered. I typically wait for them to answer. And then my next question formulates in my mind. And guys, you can do that too. Listen, when you're asking those questions out there, when you're finding what that person's hot spot is, when you're finding what's going on in their life, listen to their answer, because from that answer, you can then form your next question. So that's my little takeaway from Tuesday. Maura had an awesome call on Wednesday as well. She was just dynamic. Maura is an absolutely great trainer in my mind. When people, she's sort of like E.F. Hutton, right? When Maura speaks, people listen. And I got just a tremendous amount out of that call. And, you know, a lot of things that I was going to say today, Maura actually said on Wednesday, so I'm not going to actually revisit the whole thing, but just go back. If you haven't listened to her call on Wednesday, please do that. And then, of course, Lori Clark yesterday talking about establishing value with our products and you know, really addressing the problem of those people that are out there that says it just costs too much. Lori gave you cited specific examples of why it doesn't cost too much, while a lot of those things you can actually deter those objections with if you ask the right questions, or if you in your story you project some of those statements in a positive fashion before they ever come up as objections. So I just think it's been an awesome week. So I'm going to back up just a little bit and give my seal of approval, or whatever you want to call it, give my support to the Jeff Combs call, because let me just tell you this, guys, I am a huge proponent of the belief that we bring into our lives that what we fear the most. Because what we fear the most is typically where our mind is and what we're thinking about, and hence the universe says, oh, they like that, we're going to give them more of that. And so when Jeff talked about getting those objections in your life because that's where you are weakest in your own belief, he's absolutely correct, and I couldn't concur more. And let me tell you, let me give you a specific example about that. When Diana and I first got into Isagenix, our karaoke business was taking a downturn. We were struggling a little bit. You know, when your business is doing $2 or $3 million a year and you've established a lifestyle to meet that sort of thing, and then all of a sudden it takes a turn to the south, and all of a sudden you don't have those types of monies coming in, your lifestyle takes a hit as well. And so when we found Isagenix and we decided to do a business with this, we were a little hesitant to sign up for this whole auto ship thing. It was like, gosh, you know what? As a small business owner, I can't guarantee that on the 25th of next month I'm going to have $200 to be able to afford this auto ship. That scares me a little bit. So I was always nervous about that auto ship in the very beginning, because I didn't know if I could afford it when it was said to be coming, you know? That made me nervous. Well, it's funny, because that little hesitance on my part always reared its ugly head when I had to ask somebody for their Social Security number. Because I had such a weakness around it, I got a lot of people that were hesitant to give me their Social Security number. But let me give you the fact. Here is the reality. When we started making money in Isagenix, and suddenly that $200 a month or whatever it became to support our authorship became no problem, asking somebody for their Social Security number became no problem for me, and I got no hesitation from anybody from that day forward. Isn't that funny? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I get it.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you guys, take a good look at yourself. If you are having objections come up for you right now, take a look at your own belief system. If you actually are having people out there telling you it's too expensive, I have a sneaking suspicion that somewhere deep in your DNA, you still believe this stuff is a little expensive. If you have somebody out there who tells you they need to go get more information, maybe somewhere deep down in your DNA, you still don't know enough about what you represent to support that before that it comes up as an objection. Is everybody getting that from me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
absolutely.
And that's why I valued so much Jeff's call on Monday. And if you guys haven't listened to that, go back. Susie did a great job introducing him, and Jeff did a great job of presenting objections. And I tell you, if you really, really, really take a serious look at that call, it will change your life, because it will change what you attract back to you with regards to objections. So before I give you the five words that I guarantee you will eliminate all objections from your life, I'm going to give you the call to action for the weekend. Are you ready for that?
Always.
Okay.
Yes.
I want you to go back, if you were here all week, you know the basic objections. You've got them all, right? The time, the money, I don't know if I can do this, the Social Security. I mean, all those. List all of the objections out. This is my call to action for you this weekend. List all of the objections out on maybe a separate piece of paper. In fact, this is exactly what I want you to do. On the top of the paper, I want you to list the objection. I don't have enough time. Then I want you to put a line down the center of the paper, and I want you to put on the left-hand side of that line, pros, the word pro, P-R-O, apostrophe S, and on the right-hand side of the word of the paper, cons, C-O-N, apostrophe S. What are the pros and cons of that objection? As it pertains to you, what is your belief system as it pertains to that objection? And be honest with yourself. Write down what you truly believe is not part of that objection, or what you still have as a deterrent, as a con, as something that's working against you. And I guarantee you guys that if you're really, 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 really honest with yourself, you're going to find out something about yourself that perhaps you hadn't given thought to before. Because if these objections are coming up for you, it's because you still have it as part of your own DNA. So is everybody willing to play along with that? Is everybody willing to get real over the next 3 days and find out what's really holding them back with regards to some of these objections?
Yes.
Because some of them are still in your DNA. I promise you that. That's why they're coming up. But we're approaching the bottom of the hour, and I promised you five words that when used, would guarantee you that you personally will never have to answer an objection again, ever. And you want to know what those are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Here they are. You ready? You can write them down. I'll give them to you one at a time, and you can write them down, and then I'll give you a real quick synopsis as to why I believe what I believe. Use. Everybody got the first word?
Yes.
Use. Repeat after me. Use.
Use.
Okay. Second word. The.
The.
The. Okay. The. Three. The number three.
Three.
The fourth word is way. W-A-Y.
Way.
And the fifth word is call.
Oh.
Call. You'll never have to answer another objection as long as you live. Let me tell you, my friends, when I'm sitting with a teammate and we're talking about what's going on in their week, and I do this a lot. I check in with my team all week long. I have calls all week long with them and asking them what's going on. When they tell me, Kev, you know what? They told me, I was meeting with this person, but they told me it was too expensive. You want to know what my answer to them is?
Yes.
You're too far into the conversation. That's not your job. If you have already told your prospective business partner what the price is of these products, you've done my job as the expert. And let me tell you, if you guys would just understand that you do not have to be the expert. I need to be as a tour guide. Find their hot spot, offer our solution, get them in front of a video, get them on the phone. And then when the questions start coming up, get me on the phone. I'm the expert. I will handle the questions. I will handle the objections. You don't have to do that. Does that take some pressure off of you?
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. Yet, still today, there are people on this call who, even given that advice, will go out there and tell everybody how this stuff has the finest whey protein on the planet. It comes from yada, 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 and it's got this much protein and this much fat, blah, 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 blah. And all they're really supposed to do is be the tour guide. Because let me tell you, guys, if you become the greatest objection answerer in the world, then use it when you're the person on the three-way call, not the person prospecting. Because when you come off as the so-called expert with your prospect, you are telling them that to go forward, they must be the expert too. And that is not duplicatable. And everybody knows in this business that we must duplicate or die. So, guys, if you don't want to have to handle an objection again, ever, use the three-way call. Let your expert handle those objections for you. Then when you are comfortable enough after having been on enough three-way calls to have mastered how to handle those objections, then be the expert for the people on your team as well. Is that clear? Does everybody make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. So here we are, bottom of the hour. I've already given you a call to action. I've already guaranteed your success because you do not have to handle another objection as long as you live. Somebody give me some feedback and let's get on our week, on the way to the weekend.
Barbie Lee.
Barbie Lee, good morning.
Kevin, I love you. I already said that, but I can tell you again. So I love you. So in the call when you're saying, you know, that the objection is in our head, right, and that's what we're projecting, that's exactly when we talk about visioning or, you know, imagining what we want, and then it shows up in our lives. It's the same thing, but just bad. So we just need to stop doing that.
Yeah, the whole Bob Newhart thing, right? Stop it!
It!
And if you, for those of you on the call that don't know what I'm talking about, go to YouTube and Google Bob Newhart, stop it.
You need to post that in the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team.
Stop it! Thank you, Barbie Lee. Anybody else?
It's Judy.
Hi, Judy.
It's so simple. We make it so complicated. Stop it.
Wait, you just sounded like Lynn Hagedorn right there. You know,
oh,
this,
good. If I got her going
go
through
work,
me, I'm good.
Get it. Very, very true. All right, let's take one more, and then we'll get into the weekend.
Hey, Kevin, this is Nancy.
And, Kevin, before you close off, let me just add something, too. Okay.
Oh, well, okay. Maura, you go ahead, then we'll close off with Nancy.
All right. Okay. So one of the things that you were covering ICU at the beginning of the call, and one thing I would love to add to that, if it's okay, is the fact that tomorrow is the deadline to post your pictures for the ISABody Challenge. For this.
Oh, thank you for that. You know what? I had that in my mental notes, but I didn't put it down on paper, so I forgot.
If you want
to walk across the stage of celebration as a finalist in the ISABody Challenge, you need to be entered by tomorrow night. Thanks, Maura.
Well, Nancy, last word to you. Yeah, Kevin, wait. There's one thing I wanted to mention with it, and that is the fact that Jeff had his photos done professionally yesterday. And anyone who becomes a finalist in this section will actually get to go to Top Achievers as well. And the photographer was so impressed with the change over the last, 16 weeks that he is now joining us in ICJ.
I love it. I just absolutely love those types of stories.
Okay, so I'm done.
That's because you live what you do. It's not something you do. It's something you are. So thank you very much for that. And
okay.
I saw some of those pictures yesterday. What a hunk.
I think so, too.
Awesome. All right, Nancy, now the final word is yours, dear.
Okay, Kevin. I really appreciate your training and all the trainers. This is a great call every day. And it is all about the three-way. You know, you train on the three-way, train on the three-way. But me personally, I don't have an upline that's available. So I don't have any kind of support like that to do a three-way. What am
do you
I
have
supposed-
anybody on your team?
Not on my leg, and therefore they are not.
Do you have anybody in ICU that you know?
Yes.
Okay, then contact that person. Nobody says it needs to be upline. Nobody says it needs to be a senior advisor or any of that. It just needs to be a third-party validation. And when you introduce that person to your potential business partner or their potential business partner, they're going to, and you're going to edify them, you're going to make them something special. They're not going to know that what they are. They're not going to know that they're a 1-star or a 2-star or a 5-star or a 10-star. It doesn't mean anything to anybody. It's just that they have a point of reference based on your introduction that they are somebody important that they must listen to. So find that person that you can partner up with and let them become the expert for you.
Well, if they're not able really to handle the objections, if they haven't been in it long enough or aren't capable, then what?
Okay. Somewhere, if you were just to reach out, are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Somewhere on Facebook is a person that's got some, what would I say, sand in their pockets that's been around for a while that has the capability of answering some of these objections and being that third-party validation for you. I would go to some of these groups, Isobody Accountability, Isogenics Business, or whatever, and reach out and say, who would like to help me? I'm trying to build my business. Trying is a horrible word. I'm building my business, and I need a little bit of help. And you'll be surprised how many people will step forward and offer their assistance to you.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you.
We are a great community here to help each and every person. So, Nancy, there'll be somebody there specifically for you. If you throw it out to the universe that you need that, the universe will answer you back, I promise you.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha. All right, guys, thank you for today. Thanks for being here. And you know what? Thanks for always being here on Friday. I just love our little community, and I love what we have. And I look forward to Monday. Monday's going to be an absolutely phenomenal call. Carolyn will be back. And you know what? Let's meet her here bright and early Monday morning with a bunch of excitement and a bunch of shares and a bunch of gratitudes about how our weekend was so powerfully exciting. Everybody with me?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, guys. Go out and have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you. We love you. Talk to you Monday.
Love you.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Kevin.